We'll talk about some of the specifics from that game coming up, but just a little bit earlier, Martin Mayhew issued a statement saying the job at best would not be cleared to come back to football activities at this time. I know that's got to be disappointing to not have a player like that, but perspective's in order because this is also about Javid, his life, and what's best for him.
You know, it's just like injured players. I mean, it's nothing that we can control as a team, as a coaching staff, as a training staff. We've all acknowledged that concussions are different. We have the player safety and the health of our players at the forefront, and we move on. We have to prepare to play Chicago without him. And you know, if he gets cleared, then we'll get him involved. But you know, coaches are a little bit different. They don't worry about injuries, I think, maybe as much as fans and people in the media and stuff like that. We have 53 guys on the team. It's our job to find the best combination of those guys and find a way to get a win. No matter who those 53 guys are.
You know, I think at the end of the day, you don't have a lot of time to spend thinking about what if I had this guy. You got to worry about the guys that you do have.
Yeah, there's no question. I've heard people compare it to that scene in Apollo 13 when I think they needed to filter some carbon dioxide or something, and they said, you know, hey, we need this. No, we don't have that. This is what we have. Let's get the job done from this. And you know, once you start the season, that's what every single coach goes through. Players on the team go through the same thing. You have a player available one week, you don't have him the next. You can't worry about what you don't have. You have to worry about what you have and make the best of it.
Now, logistically, with him on PUP, his 6 weeks are up. Does this open a three-week window where you have to make a decision on whether ultimately he can be activated or he will go on IR for the rest of the season? Is that how this works from here?
No, there's still time. We don't have to activate him from PUP yet. There's still a couple more weeks, and then there's a three-week practice window. So, no, that time hasn't run out.